what better subject to study than ourselves? What better subject to interrogate and investigate daily? What's the one character that we should never get bored with chasing to figure out, but also what's the one? It's also the one character that we can't get away from ourselves. It's the one person that we can't get rid of. So I have enjoyed and not enjoyed investigating myself through my life. I write about this in the book. I don't, you know, to form a personal style or to know who we are or what we want, that's hard to do. So I have learned to, by process of elimination, get rid of the things that you go, well, that is not me, or that is just a fad. That's not going to ever be classic. That does not feed me. That may be, for instance, there are certain pursuits we go, yeah, that may be an immediate green light that's just plugged into a battery, but that light's going to go out because that battery's going to die. That's not truly a solar powered green light. So how to style is finding those things where we go, oh, that's a solar powered green light. That's who I am and who I am not. So we figured out who we're not first. I found that I was able to figure out who I was by process of elimination. It's also, you know, I'd rather be a good man than a nice guy. That happens later, and that's part of style. You know, I've always said this. I'd rather have an asshole than a dork. Why? Because at least I know where the asshole stands. The dork's trying to be everything to everybody that he thinks they want them to be. I don't want to be that. I don't really enjoy being around that person because I can't trust him. And when I've been one, I couldn't trust myself. So style is also about, you know, once you do find your frequency on something, go forward if you're a non-tyrant and don't ask permission. And that's the not giving a damn part. I've found that the world will actually acquiesce and go, yep, I'll give you a green light on that. If you actually go forward and mean it, like you're going to do it by hook or by crook and not ask permission. You know, it's a trick, but it works in our life. I mean, sometimes if something is number one on our list and we've got to have it, oh, we need it. A lot of times we don't get it. Think about it, whether it's that girl or whether it's that friend or whatever it is, man, if you make them the number one thing in your life, they're going to go like, well, what else did you have going before you came to me? You know what I mean? I want somebody who had their together before they came to me a little bit. If I'm your everything, then I'm probably, a lot of times people will go, or situations will say, no, we don't want you because you need us too bad. Something about taking that trip to Germany got that need out of my mind, and the idea of getting a job or an agent in Hollywood became subliminally number two on my list of priorities. Just by sheer that I kind of forgotten about it and wasn't thinking about it all the time. Well, that allowed me to relax, be involved in a meeting with an agent where they accepted me, to then go out on auditions and actually get them, because I was like, I really want this, but I don't need it. And there's a big difference. And Hollywood is in fame. There's a game in Hollywood. It is an affair. It's not necessarily a marriage. And there's a game to play, and it's better to want it and not need it. In many ways, and I think especially today, not just in acting a career, but in all of our careers, athletes, everything is with so much room to be objective. What are we on our phone? There's a jumbotron, immediate response when we put something out. We may be becoming too objective or measuring too aware, giving too much credence to awareness of, oh, how am I perceived? You know, kids these days, it's what they put out, how it's received. If it's got enough thumbs up, they have a good day. If it's got enough thumbs down, they have a bad day. So their entire, our being and our attitude and how we feel about ourselves is more reliant. We're letting it be more reliant on what other people think about us today than ever before. I say lean into the subjective. I don't give a damn about what anyone else thinks. I'm done it, but I'm going to chase down and do what's truest to me. And then it's time to pop out sometimes and read your reviews or have a look at the Jumbotron or watch that performance on playback. It's okay. But if you're thinking about the result or thinking in the third person too early, I don't believe you do near as good or true of a job in the first person subjectively that you could do. I do think that there's great value and being alone. And if we are alone and we get bored and we don't like the company, ding, may that light go off to say that does not mean we need to pick up our phone to get some attention, or go to the bottle to ease the anxiety, or go online to get some feedback to entertain ourselves. No, it's actually a great time to say, no, sit here in that discomfort long enough to go, okay, until you come out the other side to go, all right, I'm good with me again. Now, it's part of that, I write about it when about traveling in general. Ideally, you don't go to a place, I always say this, I don't want to leave a place I travel to until I get to the point of going, ah, I could live here. This could be my existence. And as soon as I get to that point, then I'm like, okay, you can go. Now I can go. That's the same thing in the personal journeys. Stick with it till you get through the uncomfortable times, until you go, you know what? I can spend time with myself. I could do this. I could do this forever. Well, then it's okay to go re-engage, pick up your phone, go see your friends, go have a drink, what have you, go look for those things that are the other relationships in life. But hopefully not until. There's great value in not doing that until you go, I'm good with me and me for right now. But there's a responsibility to freedom, and that there is freedom in responsibility, you know, and that earn your way there. We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. We just do. We broke a proverbial sweat on it, whether it was mental or physical or whatever. We built it. We understand. We felt how we got it, how we achieved it, how we got what we wanted. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they were written in our lineage, and they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life. Mailbox money, as we call it in the entertainment industry. ROI. There are specific personal choices we can make, and they're worth considering. Look, I'm all for hedonism. I'm all for immediate gratification too. Sometimes it's like, yes, dude, it's Halloween. Eat all the candy you want. Go for it. It's not going to become a habit day to day. There's certain nights where you're like, hey guys, tonight we're going to blow it out. The walls are padded and we got nothing. We're off work on Monday. Let's go. You know, I mean, certain times to say that's okay. But there's, you know, where is the selfish choice, the selfless choice? Where is what we want actually what we need? Where is what we need actually what we want? Where is the best choice for me, the best choice for we? Where's the best choice for we, the best choice for me? That's the place, I believe. The hunt, talk about honey holes, that's the real place to go forward in trying to find. Tee ourselves up for those green lights in the future. And all the way, I mean, the simple things. Let me bring it down to a really simple one. You drink coffee?
I do.
Do you prepare your coffee, put it in the filter, and pour the water in the coffee maker the night before?
Not for myself, but ironically, I do for my wife.
Because you're teeing her up for what? A green light the next morning.
Correct.
So she doesn't have to come in and go, where's that filter? She can just come in and go, doop, press the button. You're giving her a gift to her future self. You're making something easier for her. It's a very simple thing, but it's a great little simple metaphor. So there are choices we make. If you're going to say right now, I'm going to lie, cheat, and steal to get what I want, and I got it. I got an immediate green light for me. That's a battery-powered green light. That's not a solar-powered green light. Why? Because now, everywhere I go, I got to look over my shoulder to see if someone's there that I lied, cheated, and stole from. And when I'm doing that, I'm stealing whose time? My time. Now I'm not freedom. I'm not free. I don't have the freedom. I didn't create freedom in my future because I chose to make an irresponsible act that I left crumbs. I've now got reasons to look over my shoulder. And the more things we do to create in our future that we got to look over our shoulder, the more of our most precious thing we have in our life's time that we're stealing from ourselves. So it's not puritanical. It's just like, it's actually self-serving. It's a very selfish choice. And I'm a fan of the word selfish. I've helped redefine it. But I believe that there are selfish choices we can make that are the most selfless, that there are selfless choices that we can make that are the most selfish choices. Those two are not a contradiction, and we see them that way. Responsibility of freedom and the freedom in responsibility. Life's more than just straight Saturdays with as much cake as you want to eat. It just is. You will see how long you last doing that, if you really do it. You won't last that long. Responsibility is appreciation of a past. It's building of a lineage. It's investing in ourselves. It's investing in something we started to build yesterday that we want to take into tomorrow. That gives us freedom. So to actually have true freedom, we have to be responsible, more responsible for certain things, for ourselves, who we are, constantly investigating and interrogating our better selves to say, I'm going to be a little bit better at this tomorrow, knowing that we never land. There's no ta-da moment. And that is one thing I think we all got to watch, because we all are so result oriented. Oh, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get to that place of pure enlightenment. I'm going to go, ta-da, bullshit. No, you don't. Can it be a small ascension of evolution? Yes. But there's no ta-da moment. We're always chasing yet. And if we can get comfortable and understand and laugh at and be ready to work hard at the fact that we're all just achieving our way to the unachievable, and that's as good as it gets, and that's pretty damn awesome.